need your walking cane. Not today on Throwback Thursday. It's the Cash Consideration Show, CCN 20. We're here. I'm Dave at Sports BK Can See. He's Dan at Newbie Talks on the Twitter. The show at Cash Consid Show on the Twitter. You know how to get us on the email. We just gave it to you. It's sportsbk at gmail.com and newbietalks at gmail.com. Questions, comments, added, request line. It's all there. Newbie's head is still bopping. What's up, Noobs?
Oh, you good? I'm feeling good. I'm the rubber band man, so I couldn't stop. But that, I mean, we were in sync. I was like, hey, Throwback Thursday. You were like, shit, it is Throwback Thursday. And in sync, I was already dropping the song in that you already had in mind. So I feel like it's just another good day to sweep the board here.
Oh, I love it. Whatever we're doing, just keep doing. Keep subscribing. Keep popping in there. Leave a review. We got one from Addison yesterday. He says he loves the new format. He loves the hockey. We got a lot of things to talk about. Before you go, are you going to look for a dress? Are you?
Oh, I'm not just myself. No, I don't think I would fit into a dress. But, okay. But I will be helping and I'm be the limo driver, so to speak.
Okay, gotta go in style. The driver.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any input into this decision?
No, I don't think. I don't think they would want my input. You know what
you
I mean?
Say nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is the beginning of the rest of your life.
Yes. Yeah.
How does this look? Great. Amazing. The first question is, do you like it?
See,
I'm not sure.
I don't even think I'm going to be involved in that process. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to basically be like, hey, keep the engine running. We'll tell you when we're ready. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're not even going to get out of the car.
I think, you know, just drive by. You know what I mean?
Okay. But if you get asked the question, repeat back, become a parent.
Okay.
This is the key to success of a successful relationship.
Okay.
They say, do you like this? And I say, well, do you like it? Well, okay. I'm not sure. And you go, okay, I'm not sure either. Maybe. Oh, what genius. Else are your options? Always come back with a question.
You're basically like, you're like Jeff Garlin on Curb Your Enthusiasm. You just repeat whatever is said in just a more emphatic tone.
20 years. We're working on 20 years. Now, it's a pick 'em to make it to 21, but that's okay. Because sometimes I felt like in the past it was a dog. So we got home with that. We're dead pick 'em right now. You got year number one starting next year after you consummate this thing. It's just a little bit of a life advice. How about this? I got another question.
What? What do you got?
Did you see that Jake Paul at 27 Jesus years old Christ. Is going to fight Mike Tyson at 57 years old? Noobie, what the? What is this?
What is it? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson? Like as if we already didn't know that every Jake Paul fight is an absolute circus. Now we're going to have him fight literally a geriatric human being. This is even Mike Tyson, and I'm not besmirching. I know we have some elderly listeners or on the older spectrum. I shouldn't say elderly, but
Yanitsi said everybody's old. Well, and
Yanitsi's also scumbag, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Where is he?
Your guess is as good as mine. He went to Arizona and literally ghosted us.
Just never came. I don't even know if the kid made it back.
No, he sent one picture from the airport where he looked like he was on death's doorstep.
Right.
And then we have never heard from him since. No exaggeration. The group chat is essentially dead for all intents and purposes. Well, maybe it's a you and me thing, Dave.
We're bringing it back today.
Maybe this is meant to be a two-person panel with a revolving chair in the third chair. I don't know. I don't know.
If you want to be on the show, I got another idea. Actually, email us both or email one of us and we'll talk about it. But we can figure out a way to have you come in for a quick hitter.
We would love it. We have the technology. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. I believe Klarchik will be first. I'd make him first.
Yeah, that's Addison a minus second. 200
Mikey
favorite.
Awesome third. Yeah. JC nice. From KC might do it.
That's a nice top to bottom exacta ticket right there. That's slate him in.
But this is something, so the question, and me and Perrault just got done with BBB and talked about it a little bit, but I saw it this morning, and I'm still messed up. I'm still on Eastern time. So, like, I woke up this morning ready to go at, like, 5 a.m. Up, boom. I'm like, that would have been 8 a.m. Eastern. So I'm still, hopefully today's the transition back to normal time. But I woke up, and I saw it, and I said, okay, one, why? It's a 30-year difference.
Hey, what are we doing here?
Like, so Tyson wants the cash. They're doing it at AT&T Stadium. That's where the Cowboys play.
Genius.
There's 100,000 people could sit there.
Somehow Jerry Jones is involved in this. You know it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But, like, how many people are actually watching this one, and how many people are betting on it? The initial number is Jake Paul minus 500.
Like, yeah. But also, I don't know if you saw that the Jake Paul minus 500 number is a minimum of 10 rounds. So I don't think that number is ever going to see the light of day, because they're probably going to do what? Like an 8-round catch weight bullshit.
Six.
Yeah, 6 rounds. Yeah. And the 6-round line.
More than six?
The 6-round line is even worse. The 6-round line is, I think Jake Paul's like minus 285 or something. So if you know that this is a circus, you know what I mean? If it's a circus, you bet on the star of Ringling Bros, right? So you just take the 285 with Jake Paul. I personally think it would be ridiculous to spend actual money betting this fight, as I would say about any Jake Paul fight.
I said it in a tweet this morning.
But people are going to do it.
They're gonna do like yeah. they're gonna do it, and it's a shame because I love boxing so much. I grew
this
up.
This isn't boxing though.
This isn't boxing. That's yeah. what I keep saying. I'm yeah. like, half of the people that are gonna watch is over half, are of a younger generation, your age or younger.
Yeah.
That think Jake Paul's actually famous and Mike Tyson is just some old guy who used to box.
Yeah.
Like that's the way I always think of things in terms of the kids, and the kids are gonna go. The things in July. I know what they're going to do. They're going to be like, Daddy, we're inviting friends over to watch a Jake Paul fight.
It's streaming on like Netflix, isn't it? It's like streaming on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
So is it going to be pay-per-view on Netflix? Like you have to buy it, or if you have a Netflix subscription, you get that? I think if you have
Netflix, you'll be able to watch it.
I mean, that's going to bump up numbers.
Right?
That's going to bump up numbers a lot.
It's going to do numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I see that, and this is what goes on where I'm like, man, people just listen to the show. I think they'll get more out of the show than they will out of watching Mike Tyson and Jake Paul dance around for 6 rounds. Ain't nobody going to hit nobody.
I mean,
the video's out now. Did you see the video of Tyson hitting the mitts?
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
I mean, it's a 57-year-old guy who's used to be the heavyweight champ of the world.
He's still a badass. Don't get me wrong.
Those things sound, bam, bam.
But he's not going in the ring to knock out Jake Paul, is Jake Paul going in the ring to knock out Mike Tyson. I mean, honestly, probably the biggest outcome is just going to be, split draw. Nobody wins. All the bets get refunded. Like, you know what? I'm just saying, right?
Yeah. How do you know the script already? It's only March.
What I'll do the month of July, every show that we do, every day that we do a show, I will give you a Netflix recommendation on what to watch on Netflix that isn't this fight. So you can, excellent, if you're paying for the subscription already, you can actually get something out of it that
now
isn't watching Jake Paul and Mike Tyson air quotes fight.
That's perfect. See, all right, that's what we can add to the show. That's a great idea, just done on the spot. I'm going to hold you to that. Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks, that's perfect. The boxing portion of the show brought to you by Saks Underwear. Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. There you go. Saks does the baseball portion of the show today. They did the boxing.
We appreciate it.
Go right to the NBA. Yeah, thank you, Saks. Send us more. I got to get Newbie some, and I need some more because it's really comfortable. NBA portion of the show is going to be pretty brief because the NBA card is caca today.
It is.
For the most part. I mean, starting off with Brooklyn and Detroit, we got a lot of people listening in the 313. The Pistons are really an embarrassment, but the Nets aren't much better, okay? 9-52 on the season. The Detroit Pistons are 9-52 straight up.
We already cashed our over 8.5 wins, though. Remember
right?
when we gave that back that? Out on the Cash and Sid pod?
Mm-hmm. That number was too low. Now, they may only have 2 more wins left in them.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of them's tonight.
I was just about to say, leave the 2.5 at the door and take the money line. Detroit's the play tonight.
They're winning a game.
Yeah, that was the one I had marked down as well.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's the one. On this pee-pee-poo-poo-caca board. That's the fact that the board is the way that it is and we end up with a bet on the Detroit Pistons tells you everything you need to know about the NBA portion of the show.
Oh, we've been hot. We've been hot.
Yeah, we hit Atlanta yesterday. I told you, lay it with Atlanta. What, they won by like 10, 12, something like that?
No problem. The Knicks? Who are the Knicks? Seriously, what's up with that team?
They
played Cleveland yesterday, didn't they?
They disappeared the same way. They disappeared the same way.
You know what? We haven't heard from Yanitsi since the Knicks' downfall and Brunson got hurt.
Yeah.
He's been real quiet.
It's a correlated parlay.
Texting us about making reservations for the NBA finals and all that shit.
Yeah. Now he's... Yeah. He doesn't even, he's just somebody that we used to know. Maybe that'll be the song for tomorrow's show. I don't know.
Oh, well, obviously the big game of the day is Boston and Denver. Mm. Boston lost the last game at Cleveland. Denver lost at home to Phoenix in overtime by 10 points last time out. We talked about this game yesterday on the show and made the number. Did you see what the number is now, Noobs?
Is it still Denver like one? Denver one?
Denver one in some parts, and now it's flipping back to Boston one.
Which we said would happen.
Which we said it was exactly that. They flipped us yesterday, opener, Boston one. We both said Denver minus 1.5, 2. It flipped to Denver. It's going back to Boston. There's a lot of two-sided action on this thing. You got a dog in this fight, or are you just going to kind of sit and watch?
I'm not betting it, but I liked what we had yesterday with Denver. We thought WTF, wrong team favored. Now that they're favored, I mean, that's the only way that I would look. Just because it's a one-point spread, you're playing a pick 'em, essentially. I liked it when we were getting it. I like it when we're laying it. That's the way that I would look is towards Denver, but I'm not betting it.
Agree with you. It's Denver for me.
I'll wait
it's
to bet under. This because this is the guaranteed NBA Finals, right? So everybody already said this is the guaranteed matchup. So we might as well. Why bet it tonight on you know March? Just wait until it's the NBA Finals, and you can bet it seven times when they force it to be seven games to get all the TV contracts.
Right?
It's genius.
Yeah,
it's genius.
I guess so. This is funny because Perrault said on Boston versus the book that the Celtics brass came out for this game. They're all coming out to do the walkthrough for the finals.
They're definitely getting pumped then. Hearing that makes me want to load up on Denver.
I said, are you serious? This is, yeah, it's known. They put this out there.
The walkthrough? Who does bullshit, that? Right? That's such a Boston thing. Like, who does a walkthrough? What do you have to walk through?
Yeah, you got to make sure you know where to stay.
You got to go to the right airport, good steakhouse. Where you're going to
set up all the shows and all.
That's a joke.
What?
Yeah,
a walkthrough for the finals?
Yeah.
Give me the Nuggets, baby. And then, you know, for like my guy Palmetto Yinzer, he's been listening to the show and he's making plays. He's back east in South Carolina along with our boy Mr. C, listening to the show, looking for plays, keeping him up at night. Sacramento late night. Smoked the Lakers yesterday.
You were right.
Playing a gigantic number today. That game's going over, boys and girls. Oh, yeah. Just played that one over.
Yeah.
That's your NBA portion of the show. Noobs, you become a hockey guy a little bit. You got any hockey plays before I run this down real quick with mine?
We do have to be honest that yesterday the over was dead. We thought maybe the B squad of the Ducks could potentially push some points over for us. That was never a chance.
They won, though.
Yeah, I know. I know that they won. We knew that was going to happen, but I mean.
We knew that.
Yeah, but that was.
They didn't have nobody playing. They had 14 shots on goal, and they won a game.
Yeah, but it's a.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's a healthy slate here today, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Full card. I'll run them down real quick.
Yeah, let me hear what you got, because I mean, outside of. I don't want to lay it. The one that stands out to me is probably Lightning, but I just in hockey, I like Lightning to get the job done laying the chalk.
Okay.
But again, I'm not betting it. I'm not laying minus 156, and I'm not playing regulation.
This is but see, Calgary gutted their team. They traded one of their best players to Vegas.
So is that too obvious? Mad. That's what I mean. It's too obvious. So the numbers
I know, but it's true. Calgary has won a bunch of games in a row. They've been playing great. I've been watching them on Saturday nights, hockey night in Canada. They beat the Penguins the other night in a game they shouldn't have never won, and they did.
Yeah.
They had a team believing and the fans believing, only the executives didn't believe, and they traded the best player. So I think you're on to something with the Lightning. That's probably pretty good.
You can't lay minus 156, and I'm not doing the regulation.
You know what?
Anytime I do a regulation bet, I get burnt. I could do Tampa Bay team total over. I don't hate that.
If you need a little two-teamer to put them with the Bees. The Boston Bruins.
I was looking at the Bees
because they always beat the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
You need a side there. That's good. Panthers in regulation are beating the Flyers. Listen, the Flyers are going to make the playoffs. I really think they are, but they're not going down to Florida and winning this game.
No.
Panthers, best team in hockey. Been talking about them. Best team in the Eastern Conference. Yes, best team in hockey. Probably right now. I like them tonight. And then out west. Here in town, Vancouver is playing Vegas. Vegas made that move, got that guy from Calgary, Hanifin, and they're making other moves to, like, like put guys kind of on the shelf, pretend that they're hurt so they can get other guys in and clear cap space. It's a big move. It helped last year get them to the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't think it's going to help them tonight. I like Vancouver, and I like that game over. Ooh. Vancouver to score the first goal is a bet. Vegas has given up the first goal in 8 of their last 9 games, I believe. So a little more actionable. Go deep, noobs.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of going deep, you got any lacrosse for the people?
Yeah, actually, since I'm not sure, I'm guessing that we're not going to be having our daily 20. We'll try and work something up that we'll drop for the folks. Stay, obviously, subscribed so you'll know what's going to be happening. But I'm going to be ooting a boot. As we're fading the Maple Leafs, so I knew you would like that one. So I'll give you a couple for the folks to assuage for the fact that we will not be locked and loaded here tomorrow. One that we're eyeing is the marquee matchup of the weekend. It's Johns Hopkins taking on Syracuse. Syracuse is going to be the trendy dog of the week. Don't fall for it. Johns Hopkins, way better. They just made a statement game over UVA. They're going to make another one against Cuse. People are saying, Cuse is a dog at home. Cuse is a dog at home. Idiots, it's a neutral site game, and we're laying it with Johns Hopkins. Lay the -125 on the money line and lay the goal and a half at +114. Play them both. Split them up. I don't care how you do it. That's the bet for the week. And then
why they got to be idiots, dude?
I don't know. It just pisses me off when I see people like on Twitter and then everybody like keeps repeating the same thing. Just blows my mind. Dave, we bet. I didn't check in college basketball if we did well against fading Lemoyne or not. I'll have to double check that before we're done here. But
Dickinson?
Yeah, fairly ridiculous. Did we get that job done or did they get smoked?
I think they got smoked.
Well, that's what happens sometimes when you do the gut plays. When you do the gut plays.
I think you got,
The other one, Dave, it's -120. Yeah. 24 is the total when Penn and Villanova, a little rivalry game. This game always goes under. It's going to be pouring rain at Villanova this weekend. Under 24 in Penn Villanova. Number is way too high. It should be 22 max. So there you go. Under Penn Villanova.
Did you get any rain in L.A., speaking of rain?
Yeah, we had rain yesterday. Okay. Rolled on through, and now it's literally beautiful. Couldn't be any better.
All right, because we got it today. It's all overcast, and we get your weather about 8 hours.
So I'll let you know when it's coming. I'll give you the heads up. Get your hoodies
please
out
do.
And whatnot. I will.
Please
I will.
Do. Yeah. We are going to try, you and I, to figure something out. You told me that thing about doing it and then dropping it and all that other stuff. If
we'll
can
see.
Do that tonight. We will.
It depends how technically challenged we are. And, oh, my God, 82-61. FDU got housed.
Smoked. Listen, this is at March Madness time. This is when that stuff happens. Dogs win outright, smoking teams. This is very difficult. Be careful. But West Coast Conference game starts very soon. Pepperdine. And let me see. I want to make sure. I don't want to get it wrong. West Coast Conference game in Las Vegas at the Orleans, 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. Pepperdine's a 10-point favorite. Mm. Pacific is caca, poopy, peepy, cuckoo, all of it. Game's going under the total. All right. But don't fall for the dog, I don't think. That's a bad basketball game.
No.
There'll be about 12 people in the building. All right. That's it. You got it. You got to help drive or pick out the
whatever the hell is going on.
Rubber band man. Just bounce whatever she says. Just bounce it right back. Play the rubber band man on the way out, and we'll get all this taken care of. I want to shout out my sisters, Dee and Dara. March 7th is their birthday. Twin sisters down in Arizona. They're not listening, but I love them both to death, and might see you soon. That's it. Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. Dave Sherapin at Sports BK Consig. The show. Cast considerations, CC and 20, over and out. You won't come down. You're